Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reading from Exodus 32. In just a little context, this is right after Moses goes up the mountain and he receives like the Ten Commandments. But what's going on down below is the people are nervous and anxious and frustrated, and they're waiting for Moses. So they make the golden calf. And as the Moses on the mountain, while this is happening, it begins on chapter 32, verse 7, where it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Go down at once to your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." The Lord said to Moses, "I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord, his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, with such great power and with such a strong hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With the evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth?' Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised. I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage. I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.' So the Lord relented in punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people." This is such a powerful example of intercessory prayer and what they can do. We know in the Gospels, Jesus says, "Ask and you shall receive." And a lot of times we like ask for certain things and we feel like, oh, maybe it didn't work out like we wanted it to, or we ask really big and hopes, and we're like, "Oh, I wonder if this will happen." One thing that God always wants is the salvation of every soul. So whenever we pray for someone to like come closer to the Lord, or for the Lord to make an impact on these people's lives, or like have mercy on this person, God, that's always a prayer that gets answered in some way, shape, or form. Think about the examples from your life. I'm going to share a couple that might be really relatable. Grandma Schmelzer. Grandma Schmelzer loves the rosary and she prays for her kids and grandkids every day. And I know that, I don't know exactly, you know, which graces have been blessed to me because of that, but I'm sure going to see it when I get to heaven, you know. So Grandma Schmelzer, we appreciate you. Like my mom and my dad said that like when they were young, or when they were young in their marriage, and like my sister and I were really little, that they would be like, "Lord, we just ask that they have a great relationship with you. We want," like they would pray very intentionally for my sister and I. That's beautiful. And it's also in the saints. Think about Saint Monica, the mother of Saint Augustine. She prayed unceasingly for her son, who was actively in an impure lifestyle, and he became one of the fathers of the church. So that intercessory prayer is really, really powerful. Prayer is an important place where we can encounter God. But also in that relationship, we can have hard conversations. Like it's easier to have a hard conversation with someone that you know and love and trust than it is with like a stranger. Because when you have that relationship, you know what needs to be said and you know how to speak to this person. You understand how they feel and what makes them tick. So like in this example with Moses and the Lord, Moses like recalls the promises of the Lord. He says, "You've promised this to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Lord, don't let your wrath like stir up." And that seems really bold, and it is bold to ask anything of the Lord. But to do that is really important, because look what it did. The Lord's wrath was like calmed down. He was able to like continue to walk with that people. Now, there was like appropriate repercussions for their evil act. But the Lord didn't like totally destroy this nation. And also think about like Abraham. to contrast a little bit, think about Abraham with the Lord about Sodom and Gomorrah. If there's five people there, there's 10 people there, will you like not burn down the city? And the Lord said, yes. It ended up being that there actually weren't enough people in the city that were committed to the Lord for him not to do that. So when we ask, we have to trust that he's doing what needs to happen. But we also have to have the confidence to be able to make our request for the Lord. So let's just like come to mind right now, like people in our own lives who we desire to pray for. God, we give these people to you. We trust you. We love you. And we just give ourselves in a new way today. This has been a scripture reflection on Exodus. My name is Anthony. We hope that you have a blessed day.